on this table. And so I did the only reasonable thing you could do in that situation. I got up on the table with her and started dancing so that I would look like more of an ass than her. And in some way, like, I was like, yeah, like, that's what you need to do. Like, that's what you would do for a friend. Like, if you're going to look like an asshole, not only am I going to look like that with you, but I'm going to be the bigger asshole than you are. And I was thinking about that this month, and I don't feel like I do those types of things anymore. You know, like, I feel like that was something that I had lost, and I think that it's a muscle that hasn't been used. And I think that even in that case, and like the stories that connect with that are fully abound from when I go back to elementary school, but the only time that I would feel like I did something vulnerable or did something, you know, different or independent was to protect somebody else, like for the sake of somebody else. I would never have gotten on that table by myself, for better or for worse, but I would do that if someone else needed me to. I'll be vulnerable, but only if it serves somebody else. So what I'd like to do today for the next 30 seconds is verbally masturbate, if you'll allow. You're welcome. You're welcome, podcast. And I just want to say I've made a list of like a couple of truths about me that have nothing to do with anything except that they are who I am. And then I'm just going to stop. It was against everything in me to not like try to tie everything together. But I think it's from that same kind of muscle of like, let me do this for you, or let me do this for somebody else. So, fuck you guys. This is for me. It's not gonna make any sense. I'm not gonna explain them. I'm just going to read this list of things that are true about me and then sit down. So, you're welcome. When I'm really sad, the only thing that I really wanna do is watch the Disney Channel and drink wine. Oh, I'm really self-conscious about my hair and how skinny my legs are. I don't know why, that's how I feel. I hate when something is funny and I don't laugh and instead I say that's funny. I hate that about myself. My laugh has changed throughout my entire childhood and I've like tracked the changes because I've always been really self-conscious about it. And right now it's just this really high-pitched siren. And so I think that's why I don't laugh and say things are funny, because my laugh is annoying. Oh, my favorite end to any sketch is the slow back out. Like the. which is a reason among many that I don't write sketches anymore, because every sketch. In January, I had a really epic fail of a audition that to me was important, and I feel like every other audition since then has been an apology for that audition. So, yeah. I don't fear rejection from other people. I'm more concerned with rejecting myself, which doesn't seem like that should be a thing, but apparently it is. In my mind, I think that I'm Faye, but in reality, I know that I'm Edward. Thanks, guys. I love watching Grey's Anatomy because I feel like that show just tells you exactly how to feel, and I feel like we could just use more of that in the world. Just tell me how to feel right now. Happy, sad, that's like it. Just tell me. I am desperately afraid of losing a student. That is my biggest fear. Statistically, it will happen, but I think that my biggest fear is that it'll be my fault. I can't remember the last time that I slept through the whole night. I am inexplicably afraid of zombies. There's no reason for this fear. Nothing happened to me. I'm super afraid of zombies. And one of my recurring nightmares is the zombie apocalypse. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but it's really scary to me. But that being said, there's a new BBC show called In the Flesh that I really, really want to watch. But even watching the trailer scared the shit out of me. And so you guys watch it and let me live vicariously for you. I get really excited about things that seem like small to other people. And I get this question a lot, like, are you drunk right now? And the answer is yes, but I talk during movies. I'm sorry.
Preach.
Never going to change. I know. Sorry. When people look at other people and they find them attractive, especially like, you know how their eyes like drop a little bit and look back up? For me, if my eyes drop, I'm looking at hands. Think like, hands are sexy. Don't know why, but I did. You're welcome. It makes me uncomfortable when girls tell me that they don't make friends with other girls. I don't know how to react to that because I'm a girl. It's hard not to take that really personally. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do with that. There's the next thing on this list, I don't know what the hell it means, so I'm going to skip it. I'm really afraid of loud noises when I don't know where they come from. Like, what is that? It scares the crap out of me. And when I'm on stage, it's the hardest thing to not react to is those really, really loud noises. They scare me. Anything that you say, if you add the next two phrases to it, will always be funny to me. Am I right? Am I right? Yeah. That makes me laugh hardcore. And, oh, this one knows. This guy knows. That will always be funny to me. I love the phrase, we're putting the band back together. And needs to be used way more. I had a positive high school experience, and I feel like the rest of my experiences have been a big apology for that. But I did. I loved high school. Sorry. I loved it. I was in a sorority, and I don't feel bad about it. Don't. I love the fact that I was in a sorority, and I love my sorority sisters. So, yay, find you. That sorority doesn't even exist anymore. So, we were awesome. That's how cool we were. They couldn't go on without us. Mission complete. I ignore my phone a lot, and it's not to be against anybody, but sometimes I hate my phone. I'm afraid that I'm not funny, and my biggest dream in the whole world is to one day just spontaneously get a slow clap. Like, that's all I really want in my whole life.
Not spontaneous.
I know.
Okay, I have to ask the audience, because Kevin and Lauren were in a sketch group in college together. Kevin, how many sketches did she write with slow back out endings?
Not many.
I don't remember.
That was the anticipated answer.
I think it was always Kevin's job to write the end. So maybe the only reason there was never a slow back out was because Kevin actually put an end to it.
Learning things.
Now you know.